Hi, I'm Madeline Shebs, and welcome to the Weekday Meditation. I'm so glad you joined us today. For the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck Allen will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you into a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So settle in and let's join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks so much for that introduction, and thanks for joining me on today's Weekday Meditation. Today, I want to take you over to the Proverbs in chapter 29 and verse 25. And the text says, "Fear of man will prove to be a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord is kept safe." I mean, what would your life look like if you stopped worrying about what everybody else thought? I had a question that came to me one time that said, "What would you do if you knew you wouldn't fail, or you knew someone wouldn't laugh or mock you?" Think about that. What if you trusted God instead of fearing man? What if? Today, I want you to join me in this time of prayer where we might step into the Lord's room and we might crawl up in His lap and we might talk about what if. Lord, we're grateful that we can come into Your throne room and we can walk across those well-worn pine floors and we can hop up in Your lap. And as our Heavenly Father, You wrap Your arms around us and say, "Let's talk." So today, Lord, as we talk, we don't want to live in fear of what other man might think of us, what other women might think of us, what other students or kids might think of us. Lord, we want to know what You think. And we want what we do to matter as we trust in You. Lord, I'm grateful for this promise that we are kept safe when we trust in You. So today, would You give me the ability to trust You more, to trust Your new mercies, to trust Your direction, to use the power that You grant me wisely. And Lord, would You allow me to lose my fears of what everybody else thinks but You? Friend, listen. What a beautiful time. And now I invite you to simply say, "Lord, I want to welcome Your direction in my life. Lord, I want to welcome the trust that I need for You. Grow my faith so that I don't prove to be a snare caught up in what the world thinks of me, but I might go through this day only concerned about You." So let's prepare to meditate and take a deep breath just to settle our soul and let our muscles fall at ease. Find a place of quietude and solitude. Let's breathe. Ready? In. Let's breathe one more time. Deeply in, hold it, and then force that air out as if you were leaving all your anxieties and nothing is left but the presence of God Himself. Let's breathe. Hold it. And. Friend, I'm going to mind the time and give you a couple of moments just to hear from the Lord. And as you do, I trust that He'll give you a great amount of peace, power, and direction in your life. I'll be back in a couple of moments. You know, when we are absolutely, positively committed to trusting in the Lord, the Bible says He will keep us safe. Today, my friend, don't play it safe, but play in the trust and the joy that comes, and He will keep you safe. Have a great day, and thanks for joining me on today's weekday meditation.
I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the Weekday Meditation on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. If you're looking for more resources like this one, just jump over to our sister podcast, The Weekday Podcast, and add a cup of encouragement to your day. It's just 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week. Pastor Chuck will be back tomorrow with another weekday meditation. Thanks for joining us today, and go in peace.